Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. On today's show, we'll be talking about highlights at a couple of our area centers of higher education. We're going to start out talking to Joanne Robertson and Laura Ismert from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. They have roles in a very special live presentation coming to the Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium that's on the ERAU campus. It's titled The Silent Sky. So that'll be a lot of interesting stuff coming up there. Then after the news and weather break at the bottom of the hour, our buddy Brad Clifford will be here. You know Brad. He's the athletic director at Yavapai College. He'll be talking about spring sports and the Hot Stove League baseball chat and all sorts of cool stuff. So a fun show coming your way today. Want to let you know the Prescott Elks Theater this Sunday afternoon will resume their classic series with Mary Poppins. Yes, the original with Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. That's at 3 o'clock this Sunday on the Elks Theater's big screen. If you've been waiting to see the Oscar-nominated Ford versus Ferrari, it's a great one, starring Matt Damon and Christian Bale, well, your last chance on the big screen is tonight at 9:45. It leaves the Harkins 14 after today. If for some reason you still want to see the Tiffany Haddish film Like a Boss, why would you want to do that? Anyway, it's got three more screenings later today. I got an idea. Instead of wasting your time on Tiffany Haddish movies, why not enjoy tonight's 7 p.m. very special presentation of Gauguin from the National Gallery in London, stream live on the big screen at the Harkins tonight only at 7 o'clock. Plus, there's some new movies opening tonight, which I'll review this weekend. That includes The Gentleman. That is the Guy Ritchie gangster comedy of sorts, very black comedy, starring Matthew McConaughey and Clive Owen. I'm sorry, Matthew McConaughey and Colin Farrell, thank you. And the cheapy horror film The Turning will also debut this evening. Also opening tomorrow for this weekend will be the Clive Owen Tim Roth film. This sounds interesting. It's called The Song of Names. It's about a young violin prodigy who disappeared the very night of his London stage debut, and it has echoes of the Holocaust. So pretty powerful stuff. Once again, that's The Song of Names. That'll start tomorrow at the Harkins 14. Well, sorry to hear today about the death of the great journalist Jim Lehrer. He began his journalism career as a reporter for the Dallas Morning News, and he was assigned to cover the arrival of John F. Kennedy at Love Field in Dallas on that fateful day. And with a chance of rain, he just happened to notice the plexiglass bubble on the president's limousine that was set to take part in a motorcade through downtown. The plexiglass bubble was up. So, Lehrer says the Secret Service agent who was standing at the top of the ramp, I just happened to know. And I said to him, you know, I see the bubble top is up. Rewrite wants to know if it's going to be up during the parade. He looks up at the sky, and I'll never forget this. He looks up at the sky, it's clear, and he yells down at the agent with a two-way radio. He says, check it downtown. What's it like downtown where the parade will be? The guy goes, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, well, clear downtown. And the agent I'm talking to yells to the other agents in charge of the motorcade, lose the bubble top. So they take the bubble top down, and the rest, as we know, is history. The irony about that, too, is that Robert McNeil, as a White House correspondent for NBC, was also with the motorcade, and he phoned in the breaking news JFK had been shot. Interestingly, he and Lehrer didn't even formally meet for another decade. Then they spent, I believe, 28 years on the McNeil-Lehrer report on PBS. Well, we've got the good folks from ERAU ready to step in now in just a moment and talk about what's going on at the Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium. It's live, it's instructive, and it's entertaining. It's coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
GMC Prescott. Ring into big discounts off MSRP and save thousands on all new GMC Sierras. The 2020 GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation goes all in with the bold presence and technology, boosting your altitude and your attitude. Ring in discounts over $12,000 for a Findlay GMC New Year price of only $34,550. That's 26% off MSRP. The 2020 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab showcases a strong stance, innovative tech, and remarkable power to get the job done. Ring in discounts over $12,000 for a Findlay GMC New Year price of only $33,820. That's 26% off MSRP. Or take 0% financing for 72 months. Findlay GMC in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade. On approved credit, must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. Stock numbers G43952, G44750.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 7.5% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
Hi, Saver. Looking for ways to save on your Medicare Part D copays? We love that at Walgreens. We're a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna, and Express Scripts Medicare. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, good things are going on at the Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium out at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. We have here to talk about that Joanne Robertson and Laura Ismert. Joanne, start by telling us your role not only at ERAU but also with the planetarium.
Oh, well, I don't have a huge role at the planetarium, actually. I was
asked.
Oh,
but you will.
I'm going to. Yeah. I was asked to be in this performance by Linda Miller, our director. I play Henrietta Leavitt, who is an astronomer, real-life astronomer. This is based on a true story. Real-life astronomer, turn of the century. Of course, a female astronomer in the time when, you know, female astronomers weren't recognized for their work as much. So she and her team of other women at the Harvard Observatory made some phenomenal discoveries during that time, and were not entirely recognized for it until afterwards. And so it's a beautiful story about that, about the history of it, but also a very personal story about, you know, what is our role in the universe, on Earth, in our lives, and it's about relationships and tenacity and determination, and just a beautiful story.
And Laura Ismert is also with us. Laura, are you a student at ERAU?
I'm actually an assistant professor of mathematics at ERAU.
No, you're too young to be there.
I know. I get that a lot. People are like, are you
I would imagine. Yeah. I would imagine. You know, it's funny because this play, The Silent Sky, correct?
Yes.
Is about astronomy, correct?
Yes.
And my, as I mentioned on the air a couple days ago, my stepdaughter is a graduate of ERAU.
Oh, cool.
And is working in aerospace. And I think the most frustrating thing she hears from people, given the level of ignorance we see these days, she'll say that she has studied aerospace and knows astronomy, and people will say, oh, I'm a Gemini. What are you?
Oh.
No, no, not astrology, you dimwit. So I'm glad we got that out of the way. So, Laura, tell us about your character in the show.
So my character is Margaret Lovett, who is actually a fictional character, but Henrietta Lovett, I think, was actually the oldest of seven children. And so my character sort of represents all of her siblings and the family that she left in Wisconsin when she went to the Harvard Observatory. But Margaret is very spiritual, very Christian, and decides, kind of in contrast to Henrietta's choice to leave and pursue her scientific goals, Margie stays and cares for her ailing father, and there's a little bit of resentment there and also a lot of tension with, I believe in this, you know, Christian notion of heaven, but my sister, you know, she's studying things that potentially would say that that doesn't exist. That's not up there in the sky.
That sounds fascinating because you can balance both faith and science in this show, can't you? Because I hear people trying to take one or the other side 100%,
right.
But they do blend, don't they?
I agree. Absolutely.
Now, who picked this show at the university?
Well, our director, Linda Miller, who's phenomenal, a fellow actor as well as a wonderful director, actually saw the Silent Sky by Lauren Gunderson is actually a full-length play. And in fact, Arizona Theater Company performed the full play recently in Tucson and Phoenix several months ago. Beautiful, beautiful productions of the play. And Linda then went to a community theater conference, American Association of Community Theaters, and actually saw a one-hour cutting of Silent Sky, which is what is required when you go to festival with, with your plays. You can only perform for the maximum one-hour time limit. And she was really impressed with how Celine, I'm going to give them a plug, Selena Community Theater, and it was actually a nominee for Best Play at ACTFest, is what it's called, in 2019. But she was very impressed with the cutting of the play, with the production, and she thought, you know, to combine this beautiful story, this lovely script, with the technology that we have at the Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium was just a, you know, a wonderful opportunity.
You know, a couple of years ago, Andy Freer gave us a tour of the planetarium. Is there a stage in the planetarium?
That's a very good question. There is not a stage per se. So you did see it. There is a space in the front where there's a podium and where speakers can speak. But we are very limited, right, Laura, by our by the space we have. But
kind of like being at stage two. In the
yeah, you're right. You're right. But we've adapted, and I think, you know, the trade-off is the incredible sky that we will have to perform
oh,
with.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about a setting. My goodness gracious. Laura, let me ask you, what are some of the things that, go into your planning for this role?
Oh, my. Well, I think that what's interesting is I have a line where my character says to her sister Henrietta in a letter, why aren't you coming home? I know there's more to life than that. There's more to life than math. And it's so interesting to me because I am a mathematician. But I think that her, Margie, my character's dedication to her family and a recent experience of mine having to care for my ailing grandfather, there was just a lot, there's a lot of interesting scenes where Margie feels very isolated and alone and like she didn't get the help that she really wanted to have from her sister. And I can really relate to that. So it's been a great process and cathartic in some sense for me.
Sure. So what you're saying, I assume too, is that there are parts of this show that are very relevant to a lot of people today, correct?
I totally think so, yes.
So who else is in the cast?
Oh, we've got a brilliant cast. Linda Miller, our director. Sean Gerolds plays Peter Shaw, who is an astronomer at Harvard and Henrietta's supervisor. There's a little love interest there as well. Karen Murphy, whom we just chatted about off the air. She's lovely. She's lovely. She plays Wilhelmina Fleming. She's a Scottish woman. She was the former maid to the director of the observatory. And this is a true story. The director, Professor Pickering, said, "My maid could do this work better than you men." He hired her, and she did, and made some brilliant discoveries along the way. Melanie Eubanks-Snyder, another brilliant actor.
I know Melanie well.
Oh, she's wonderful. Plays Annie Cannon. And she is known in real life for the stellar spectra classification system, Annie Cannon is. So, wonderful. And of course, Laura's phenomenal to work with. And she sings like an angel. You get to hear her sing
You're
as well.
You're going to sing in the show too?
Yes.
I sing a little hymn.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's the
multi-talented.
First time, I bet that's the first time people have sung in that planetarium.
That is very likely.
You know this kind of a show, is this something that can be taken to area schools, perhaps? Because most of the area schools have auditoriums.
You know, you're right. That's a good question, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We are going to be. I think it could be. I very much think it could be. Mm-hmm. But we are performing in the planetarium for a number of schools prior to opening to the public.
That opens the planetarium up for a bunch of new eyeballs.
Yes,
too,
yes. How so we're excited wonderful. About that. Our first one or two performances, I can't remember.
Yeah. On Friday.
On Friday will be a room full of, I believe, high school students, mm-hmm. maybe middle school, I can't remember. But, yeah, we're really excited about that.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about what's coming up at the planetarium with Laura and Joanne in just a moment as we take a break on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Get a fresh start to 2020 with huge savings at Lamb Nissan, where all remaining 2019s must go. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Right now, you can grab the fuel-efficient 2019 Kicks S for only $19,280 at 2019 Sentra SR as low as $18,359, or drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue SV, originally $33,500, now only $26,000. Even a 2019 Murano SV, originally $41,550. For only $33,510. Visit LambNissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Happy New Year from Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve.
KL560016, KW397133, KN135218, KY455459. Price includes all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, and license, dock fee, and 385 3M package. Offer expires 1/31/2020.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-830-4914. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-830-4914. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-830-4914. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-830-4914. 800-830-4914.
Now that it's chilly outside, we're serving up chili inside. Hi, this is Natasha from the Girly Street Grill, inviting you to enjoy Toasty Tuesdays in our bar, with live music every Tuesday from 5 to 7. Fresh homemade chili in a bowl or bread bowl and tasty cornbread. Plus, buy one, get one with all domestic beers, wells, and wines. You heard that correct. Buy one, get one. So bring the office and friends, and let's get toasty together. That's every Tuesday at the Girly Street Grill, where happy hour just got warmer. The Girly Street Grill, Prescott's favorite neighborhood bar and restaurant. 230 West Girly in downtown Prescott. GirlyStreetGrill.com.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:21 with Joanne Robertson and Laura Ismert. They are putting on the Silent Sky live show at the Planetarium. And this is coming up when, Joanne?
Friday, February 21st. We have two performances, 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And Saturday, February 22nd, 2 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. One nice thing, public observation through real telescopes.
Easy for her to say, right?
Telescopes will be available to follow, to view the night skies after the Friday performance. I'll phrase it that way, then I don't have to say that word.
You know,
so
you,
that's gonna, weather permitting.
The weather permitting.
Yeah.
Sure. And you know, it's ironic that ERAU locates here because this is one of the, just I understand, a handful of towns in the country that observe night or dark sky regulations. Mm-hmm. That's gotta work right in your favor, right?
I know, yeah.
Isn't that something?
That's right.
Laura, you said you're a mathematician, right?
Yes.
I subscribe to a wonderful series of educational materials called The Great Courses because there were a lot of things I wish I could have studied when I was younger. Mm-hmm. One of them is I'm getting more and more now into physics and architecture, which leads to mathematics because you can't specialize in those without being a math whiz. So I have to ask you this. When I was in college and high school, I was an absolute whiz in math and accounting. And then they gave me algebra, which is not about numbers necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I roomed in California with a guy who had calculus, trig, the whole bit. And of course, ERAU students snicker when I say, then I got algebra, you know. How can you possibly explain the upper level math courses, like trig and advanced, calculus, things like this? What are some of the things you are dealing with that nobody messing with basic math would even understand?
Oh my.
Wow.
So those courses that you mentioned, like trigonometry and calculus, I think what makes those interesting and useful is, especially coming from algebra, being able to build functions that take some input value and gives you an output value. You want these machines that aren't dictated by just one input that gives you one output. You want to be able to have a whole entire machine that does this, and then you mm-hmm. want to study properties of that machine. And so my research area is in like quantum mechanics, and so I do things in like linear algebra where you want to understand, how fast a particle is going and where it is, but you can't do that simultaneously. So you want to create something that can generally describe those two properties of mm-hmm. the particle's motion and study those using calculus.
Joanne, what did she just say?
I'm not sure.
I love math.
I know.
She was
smiling the whole time.
I
love it.
Well, you know what gets me is in my second year of high school, I had to take geometry, and I had already flunked algebra. So I took geometry, and the only reason I got a D instead of an F was because even though I didn't get a single proof right the whole semester, I didn't get a single corollary right the whole semester. I got a D instead of an F because the teacher recognized I never quit trying. The mm-hmm. light bulb just did not go off mm-hmm. on that particular topic. So, I mean, in your field, you have to go into those especially challenging realms because we're talking about stresses and potentials and all sorts of things, aren't you?
True.
See, I touched on that very, very briefly because I took a statistics course mm-hmm. in college, and all of a sudden, baseball and football stats weren't so big anymore. Mm-hmm. It really opened up how these are used in everyday life.
Right.
Because it all comes down to earth science, doesn't it?
It pretty much. It really does. And like you already said, you have physics and architecture and, mm-hmm. and the language that describes those things is mathematics, and the mathematics is what you can count on. Mm-hmm. It's going to work, and you know when you can use it. And
isn't it great having a field where you can do your calculations and there's no debate over the answer? It's either right or wrong, correct? Because the math proves it.
Yes, that's true. And like you already said, in a class like geometry, you have to prove certain things, mm-hmm. right? So upper level mathematics that you would do in a PhD program is all about proving the tools that people use and are sure they work. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the background that's more philosophical and just ensuring that those techniques can be used, yeah.
So even in my beginning math course, my teacher would say, you have the correct answer. Show me your work.
Yes.
Do you still go through that?
Yeah, my students. I told them the other day, they're like, you didn't say you had to show your work. And I was like, are you kidding? Yeah, you have to show your work. 3 points off. 5 points from Gryffindor.
Show me how you got there,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
See, for me, with my accounting courses, that's why I loved accounting, because to me it was detective work. Mm. Okay, we have this problem. How do we get to this solution?
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it fascinating. What triggered your interest in math? Because, you know, we're pushing STEM courses nowadays, mm-hmm, especially for young women,
mm-hmm,
because that was traditionally, you know, the old boys' network.
Yep.
So what triggered your interest in math and science?
So I think this is really similar to Henrietta's character in the play, but when I was, so I'm 28 now, mm-hmm, when I was 11 years old, and this was my first science class in middle school, my teacher said, one person, at least one person in this room, I bet will be on the first mission to Mars. Who's it going to be? And I said, it's going to be me. And so I didn't give that dream up. So I've just been fascinated by how, you know, quantum mechanics works and general relativity and how do they work together and just essentially the mystery of space and time. It is so fascinating. I'm passionate about it. That's math, yeah.
And I'll bet you're depressed that the Big Bang Theory is ending production.
I'm so embarrassed to say I've never watched that
you
show.
You never have.
I know.
You've never seen that?
No.
Get out.
I'm sorry.
I just can't believe it.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Hard to believe.
It is.
Joanne, tell us how much the tickets are, how we can get them.
Yes, the tickets are $6 a piece.
No, seriously, how much are
they? Seriously. Isn't that awesome?
All?
Isn't that awesome?
Even I can afford to get it.
Yeah, we want the community to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Yeah. This. Mm-hmm. I just, before I continue, Linda Miller, really cool quote that we're using in some of the publicity. She said, to be able to perform this play in this facility is a dream. Get this, a palpable fusion of art and science. And it truly is.
Oh, listen
to
that.
It truly is.
Yeah, it really is.
So you can find tickets. I think the easiest way to find the tickets is just to Google ERAU Silent Sky. They're available on the Embry-Riddle Events website, but that would be the easiest way to go. You can reserve. It is reserved seating, so we're, mm-hmm, going to recommend that people, you know, reserve their tickets, mm-hmm, sooner than later before they're all gone. It's not a huge venue. It's easy to get, and we're looking forward to doing it.
And be prepared to look up, right?
Yes. Oh, my heavens, yes. Oh, my heavens.
Oh, my heavens,
oh,
good
my
way.
No pun intended,
Nice segue there, Joanne. That's Joanne Robertson and Laura Ismert from ERAU about the Silent Sky. That's going to be a terrific presentation at the planetarium. Please say hello to Sean Geralds and Jason Cato for me when you get back to school. What a great topic and a great show coming up. Hey, stay tuned, because we got Brad Clifford in the house. We're going to talk about Yavapai College Athletics coming up after this news and weather break on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world into the universe at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Ready to recycle Northern Arizona? Recycle with Patriot Disposal Smart Stream Recycle Technology. How does it work? Just put everything in one bin. It's that easy. Patriot Disposal drives one truck down your street for a smaller carbon footprint. Patriot Disposal's material recovery facility separates the recyclables from the waste stream, reducing the amount of trash going into the landfill. Smart Stream Recycle Technology. Call Patriot Disposal at 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
For hundreds of years in the Southwest, someone's had to mount up and head to town for supplies. These days, you haul the kids to practice and the dog to the vet. Instead of a horse, it's horsepower and all-wheel drive safety in a Findlay Toyota Prescott RAV4. Take your pick between a brand new 2019 RAV4 with 0.9% APR, 1,500 customer cashback, or lease for as low as $229 a month. Or roll home in a 2020 RAV4 with 1,250 factory cashback, or lease for $249 a month. And receive Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles, and roadside service for 2 years and unlimited miles. Don't miss your chance to save thousands on the last of the 2019s. Rush to Findlay Toyota Prescott and FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Now open Sundays.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
All offers on approved credit, excludes tax, title, license, and $495 dock fee. Model 4430. Finance for 60 months, lease for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 23rd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Maricopa police are dealing with a strange and tragic hit and run from this morning. Police spokesman Ricardo Alvarado says it began with a father and son having an argument as the dad was driving.
He didn't want to be in the vehicle anymore, opened the door and jumped out of the vehicle. Another vehicle that was in the number two lane struck and ran over the individual and continued on.
The son was pronounced dead at Chandler Regional Hospital. Meanwhile, the hit and run vehicle, described only as a dark colored sedan, remains outstanding. The Prescott Valley Town Council will hold a public hearing at 5:30 tonight.
Communities in Arizona receive regional funding every 4 years through an agreement with the Arizona Department of Housing. Prescott Valley is expected to receive more than $700,000 this year. Town officials would also like to apply for funding through the state's Special Projects Program. Tonight's public hearing will be held in a library auditorium on Skoog Boulevard. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Mostly sunny, warming toward the weekend, highs in the upper 50s today through Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, chilling after bedtime to a mostly clear 32. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, warming today through Sunday to the mid to upper 60s, cooling overnight to a mostly clear 35. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Get a fresh start to 2020 with huge savings at Lamb Nissan, where all remaining 2019s must go. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Right now, you can grab the fuel-efficient 2019 Kicks S for only $19,280 at 2019 Sentra SR as low as $18,359, or drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue SV, originally $33,500, now only $26,000. Even a 2019 Murano SV, originally $41,550. For only $33,510. Visit LambNissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Happy New Year from Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve.
KL560016, KW397133, KN135218, KY455459. Price includes all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, and license, dock fee, and $385 3M package. Offer expires 131, 2020.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Hey neighbor, new in town? Come over to Olivas Mexican Restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Olivas, inviting you to make Olivas your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Olivas, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Olivas.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, it's always fun to chat with Brad Clifford. He's the athletic director at Yavapai College. Brad always has great news to bring us. And one of those things is, as we look outside and see the shining sun and clear skies, we're thinking about softball and baseball. Right, Brad?
Hey, it's spring, right? It's time to get going. The weather is wonderful right now. I wish we could be playing today, but we're going to kick off. We're going to kick off Saturday. Actually, we're going to kick off Saturday in Vegas, but it'll be just as good weather out there as well.
Yeah. Hey, you guys have been getting votes in the NJCAA preseason polls, and some good news, right?
Yeah, our softball team preseason poll they appeared as number 16, so we're excited about that. We can talk about them a little bit later.
Sure.
But our baseball team, they're also receiving. Well, this is ironic. They're receiving votes in the NJCAA, meaning they're like what 21, 22, something like that. But in the NJCAA Junior College publication poll, they're number 8. So I kind of tend to take that publication poll a little bit more seriously because those are coaches that are writing those, and they understand who's on what, you know, what position, who's pitching, who's doing this.
Yeah.
The NJCAA is basically going off of what happened last year. Mm-hmm. Central Arizona College, as a matter of fact, is number 1 in the NJCAA poll, but they won the national championship last year. So obviously they're going to be number 1. So I'm excited about that, those showing for both of them. I think baseball will be a little bit higher. I think if we're talking right now, I think they're between 8 and 12, quite frankly. And we'll find out here come next week.
Do you have any particular players you want to talk about?
Oh, my gosh. We could talk about it. There's two players that I'm really excited about, that we're really excited about. They're returning All-Americans. So they're sophomores this year, freshman All-Americans last year.
Wow.
Christian Encarnacion Strand, an infielder from California. Just a big, strong, husky kid. Was a first-team All-American, a Gold Glove winner in the NJCAA, which I don't know that we've ever had one at Yavapai College. He was a late-round pick after his freshman year at Yavapai College, and he wanted to. He let everybody know he's not really ready to go yet, and so they picked him late. So he came back, and he's going to be a top ten round pick. There's no question. So I'm expecting a lot of things out of him. Just a big, husky kid, nice kid, great student, just a wonderful student athlete. And then Shaylee Alani for softball is again returning All-American. Had a great year last year. Has the natural swing. If you watch The Natural with Robert Redford, she's got the natural swing, can go both ways, and it's just pure swing. Infielder, great kid, going on to do better things. We know that.
I am so glad you mentioned a beautiful swing, because as you know, you and I are both, you know, baseball seam heads going way, way back. I became a switch hitter. I was a natural right-handed hitter. I became a switch hitter after watching people like Billy Williams, Antonio Oliva in the World Series. They had the most beautiful left-handed swings. And I said, by golly, I've got to learn to do that. So my younger brother and I would go out in the alley, and we didn't want the ball rolling all the way down the road, you know. So we would take mom's leftover aluminum foil, crush it into a ball, and he would throw it to me as hard as he could, because as aluminum foil, it's going to dip and dive and stuff like that, and it wouldn't roll real far. But seriously, that's how I became a left-handed hitter.
That's a great story. You know, I look at the, I was a right-handed hitter, right?
Uh-huh.
So my dad was left-handed, and so you would think he would be left-handed. He teaches how to switch, and my brother's left-handed, and we all hit right. My dad hits right, so we never learned how to hit left-handed. But I always wanted to hit one. Rod Carew was my favorite. I thought he had a great left-handed swing, and so we'd do the same thing. We'd go outside and we'd hit all left-handed. Of course, when it came game time, there was no way I was going to do that. But we would practice it in the outfield or in the backyard just because we thought it was so cool. The swings look so natural and so look so cool. And Rod Carew obviously was the guy that I emulated that with that.
Hall of Famer, by the way, too.
Yes.
You know, and when I was in Little League, you know, 1,000 years ago, every time I was thrown out at first base by less than 2 steps, my manager would tell me, if you were left-handed, that would have been a hit.
Right. Would have, could have, should have, right?
Would have, could have, should have. Oh, yeah, I just waited too long to learn how to hit left.
Yeah.
What is the most challenging part of being an athletic director at a college?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it budgeting?
You know, that's always the number one problem. Number one, not problem, priority, I guess, is finding the funding for the teams. And, you know, very seldom do I get to deal with the student athletes, which I that's the part I miss the most. I coached for a long time, coached basketball for a long time. And so being in there hands-on with the student athletes is the hardest part, I guess, not doing as an athletic director. But, yeah, I mean, doing the budget. Trying to manage everything with the coaches, mm-hmm. Trying to provide things for them, trying to tell them no to things. So it's a lot of managing and behind the scenes pushing papers type things. So I don't think it's as glamorous as it maybe sounds, but it's certainly not a bad gig either.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask you, since you've been a coach and you've been an athletic director, so you've been in sports management, have you ever seen the Brad Pitt movie Moneyball?
Oh, love that show.
Watch it three times, four times a year.
Oh, it's a great year. What a great way to, indoctrinate yourself into that world. Because that's true. That's really how that happens. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with if you saw that Kevin Costner football movie. He was the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. And I forget what it's called, but it's the same type of thing. It's behind the scenes.
Oh, is this about the draft day
stuff? Phone constantly making deals and just constantly in that business.
You know, I heard one player say, I guess we find out once we become pros, the reason we have agents is when it comes time to negotiate salaries, I don't want to hear my boss telling me how awful I am.
Right.
Let him tell my agent and then my agent tell me how great I am.
How great I am, right. Yeah. Yeah. So, to break it to us softly.
Break it to him softly. Hey, tell me about the importance of how the strength of conference when it comes to baseball and softball?
I tell you what, the Arizona Conference, ACCAC, Arizona Community College Athletic Conference, is one of the strongest, if not the strongest, in the country. And I'm talking California, from California to Florida, and Texas. I mean, those are great conferences, great schools. But we've had in the ACCAC, as far as baseball goes, out of the last 4 years, we won the title in 2016. Central Arizona College won it this last year in 2019. We've sent a different team each year to the national tournament. Arizona Western, Central Arizona. We've sent, who else went there? Pima went there. We've sent different teams to the national tournament and won it twice in the last 3 or 4 years. So that's a strength of conference that you can't beat anywhere else.
Yeah.
Same thing with softball. We've done the same thing with softball. We went in 2016. Eastern Arizona went the next year. Central Arizona went there. Arizona Western went this last year. It's up in the air. So it's a great conference to play. Hey, look, we can play year-round. Mm-hmm. You know, we're practicing in the fall. We're practicing right now. You can play year-round, so what a great place to come and play baseball in the state of Arizona.
And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because being a hockey fan, too, when Austin Matthews was chosen number one overall in the NHL out of Scottsdale, Arizona, the first thing I thought of was what kind of competition has he played against?
Right.
Because I remember years ago when the Edmonton Oilers went to 5 Stanley Cup finals and 5 years or something, a lot of their rookies became big stars real fast because every day at practice, they're playing with and against the best players in the world. And you'll either find your way out of the league that way or you'll step up your game. True.
Right. Are you going to get better? You bring that up with the Edmonton Oilers. Are you going to get better? Let's go Cleveland Browns. Are you going to get better playing against Cleveland Browns every day or better going against the Seattle Seahawks or whatever? So, no, that's true. I used to tell my players our best games, our best competition needs to be in practice every day. And so we better be going up against each other every day. I'm going to tell you a story. My first year, I was assistant coach actually at the time. We had a young lady from Winslow, Arizona, Karen Cox. What a great player. Went on to play at NAU, had a great career. Her freshman year was awesome, but she was going up against a sophomore and she was battling every day. She wanted that position. The sophomore wanted that position. So they were battling every day. She ends up signing early to go to NAU her sophomore year. So, and that's before we got to the season. She already had her spot set. Her play kind of dipped just a little bit because she wasn't going up against somebody that every day for that position. And I think that's the same. You know, we can say every day we're going up against the best, and that's going to be our best games, even, you know, because in the conference you're going to run into some patsies. There's no question. But every day we should be going up against the best competition, whether it be, no matter who it is.
You know, being from St. Louis, I had a big thrill this past early June when my hometown Blues won the Stanley Cup for the first time in 52 years. And I remember about a week later their general manager saying, now we have to impart upon our players that every game we play next season will be the biggest game of the year for our opponent.
Target on the back, right? I mean, you've got the target on the back. Now you're at the top. People are going to shoot for you. Yeah. And again, we used to tell them that as well. And we can say that with the baseball team in 2016, won the national championship, came back the next year, everybody upped their game. So we had the target on the back. They were trying to reach us, and we struggled that year. But everybody else got that bet much better. So, you know, you got to be ready for that, and you got to handle winning, success, and not just let it go flatline on you.
Well, just look at your soccer team. You think opponents don't see all those trophies?
Woo. Exactly, and see it up on our scoreboard. 29 Arizona conferences. Ooh. And 7 national championships. Yeah, there's a target on your back. And I don't think you'd want it any other way. I don't think you'd want to sit back and say, let's chase people. Let's be chased. Mm-hmm. You know, let's be chased at the top.
Yeah. Speaking of being at the top, tell us about what it's like to be a student athlete, some of the rigors involved.
I'll tell you what, I was a student athlete in college, and it's totally different than first of all, you look at, maybe there's some privileges there. Well, there might be. They do get some scholarship money. They don't have to work necessarily. There's some kids that are student workers. Obviously, they get some extra pay there. But they've got to get up in the morning for practice. They got to get up in the morning to do weights. They got to do conditioning. They've got to maintain a 2.0 or they lose their scholarship. And 2.0, quite frankly, isn't that high, but they still got to maintain the rigors in the classroom. They got study hall. We're requiring to be at community events. So there's a lot of rigors for a student athlete. Again, I don't want to paint a picture like we're mighty and we should get this. We're enabled for this. We're privileged for that. But nonetheless, there's a lot of work that goes in to be a student athlete. And I think our coaches do a great job of grounding them, of realizing, hey, you know what? It is special to be a student athlete. Mm-hmm. But you got to take care of your business or you're going to fall from that pedestal in a hurry.
See, in my senior year of high school, I tried so hard to be a student athlete. But when I tried out for the football team, I saw the coach's card on me. It said, he's not big, but he is slow. I tried.
Well, at least you had
I didn't. Bob Uecker. By the way, Bob Uecker played for my hometown Cardinals in the 64 right. Worlds. We didn't play in the 64 series.
He was on the team.
There's a story behind that. But he was a Cardinal for one season. And he told a story about when he was drafted, the Milwaukee Braves, that's how long ago this was, the Milwaukee Braves came to his parents' house and said, we want to draft your son for $5,000. And his dad says, this family doesn't have that kind of money.
What a great story.
By the way, I got to tell you the Uecker thing. The reason he did not play in the 64 series, first of all, the Cardinals' starting catcher was Tim McCarver, but Uecker was the backup. Because right before game one in St. Louis at Busch Stadium, the old Busch Stadium, they had a Dixieland band playing out on the warning track in front of the center field wall. And Uecker, in uniform, goes out there and asks the tuba player, hey, can I borrow your tuba for a minute? Yeah, sure. So Uecker goes running around left field trying to catch batting practice fly balls in the tuba and then takes the tuba all dented and dinged back to the guy. And what Uecker didn't know was that the Cardinals manager, Johnny Keene, was watching this whole thing. And he told a reporter, he does not set foot on this field during this World Series.
Wow.
And after that season, he was traded to the Phillies.
Wow. Yeah, that's Uecker for you, though.
Oh,
I mean, all I can think of with Bob Uecker is not only some of those stories, but he's in that show Major League. And
of course. Says it a little more harshly than
right,
that.
Right.
But oh gosh, what a blessing he's been. Hey, it wouldn't be complete for us without asking you, with your baseball background, how do you feel about this story with the Houston Astros?
Right. Mm. And the Red Sox Astros. Right?
Mm.
They got caught finally. Somebody got caught. This has been going on for years. Shoot, when we were playing Little League, you know, we were trying to steal signs, as crude as that was. But finally, somebody got caught. Now, was it to this extent with everybody? I don't think so. This one was pretty elaborate. Should they retain their title? That I question. I think the managers got probably what they deserved. But again, they're not the only ones that's done this. This has been going on for years and decades,
yeah.
Right? They just got caught. And why do you have a camera in the center field and then have a monitor in the dugout or in the hall, in the hallway?
Yeah,
you know, that just it come on, you're still in signs.
Well, what gets me is when the batter will be signaled by a guy in the clubhouse banging a trash
right.
can. You're going to tell me the home plate umpire and the opposing catcher didn't hear that and wonder what the heck's going on?
Yeah, they heard it and didn't put two and two together.
Exactly.
I don't know.
What the?
They finally got caught. Is it going to clean it up? No, it's just going to become more elaborate. I don't know how they're going to do it, you know, from here on out. But finally, somebody got caught.
Should be fun for the Astros on the road this season, shouldn't it?
Yeah, right.
Whoever want a really, really good laugh, get a copy of Joe Garagiola's book, Baseball is a Funny Game. Joe was a catcher in the big leagues for several years, and one of the stories he tells is against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Guy's coming around third, you know, full barreling for home. The throw gets there right when he gets there. Knocks Garagiola head over heels. Knocks him flying. And he looks up at the umpire and says, was he safe or out? Umpire says, well, the ball is on the ground, and I don't really know because he hasn't been tagged yet. Well, Garagiola was knocked so cold by this, he forgot who the runner was.
Oh, no.
So he picks up the ball and goes into the Pirates dugout and tags everybody.
Every one of them.
Yeah. Players talk about the bullpen like the National League all ugly team, you know, and stuff like
right,
this.
Right, right.
The book is just hysterical.
Yeah.
But it's always so much fun. And coming up in November, it's going to be a big time, too, to be at Yavapai College, right?
Hey, I tell you what, this is going to be the third time in, 6 years that we're going to be hosting the national tournament again, National Soccer Tournament, Division One Men's Soccer Tournament. We're such a great host. They want us to host it every year, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But this may be our last year here for a while, but it's a great economic impact for the city. 12 teams coming in. We're, knock on wood, gonna get in. We were in it in 2017 and finished third. So we're looking to knock on the door again and see if we can't host it, host our own tournament.
And that is Brad Clifford, Athletic Director at Yavapai College. How can we learn more about what's going on at the school?
Yeah, www.goroughriders.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Call me. I'll tell you all. But we got some exciting things. This spring's going to be a great spring for us. I really feel that.
There you go. Brad Clifford, thanks for joining us on Q&A. Hey, stay tuned. I got Monday's guests coming up for you on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Findlay Subaru Prescott believes in making the world a better place. And the Subaru Love Promise is our vision of respecting all people, working to make a positive impact. When you buy or lease a Subaru, you're stepping into a culture of caring that starts with your community and travels everywhere a Subaru goes. Come in and take a test drive in the Subaru you want to be seen in. Like a new 2020 Subaru Outback Limited CVT, the sport utility that goes where love takes you. Take the keys for as low as 0.9% APR financing or lease for as low as $350 a month with 2 years of complimentary maintenance included.
Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Offers on approved credit, excludes taxes, government, and 495 dock fees. Now through January 31st, 2020, lease for 36 months with $29.95 at signing and zero security deposit. 10,000 miles per year. Stock number S44341.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
One thing I forgot to bring up with Brad Clifford, think about these ballplayers' names. Cole Calhoun, Merrill Kelly with the Diamondbacks, Kirby Yates with the San Diego Padres, Ken Giles with the Blue Jays, Willie Calhoun with the Rangers, Parker Markle with the Angels. What do all these names have in common? Plus, Curt Schilling, who was very high up on the Hall of Fame ballot, didn't quite make it this year, maybe next year. Every one of those names is a former Yavapai College Rough Rider baseball player. I'm telling you, folks, this is a program worth following. You're going to see a lot of future major leaguers when you go out to watch the Rough Riders baseball, and their softball team is also first rate. So don't miss that with this beautiful spring weather we're having right now. So enjoy it while you can. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed at 4 o'clock by Talk of the Town, the Thursday roundtable. Then join me right back here Monday with local author Brad Courtney, whose new book, The Whiskey Row Fire of 1900, is now available, and Daniel Gennaro with Miriam Halbrick. They'll be here for the Bunko Bash fundraiser for breast care. That's Q&A Monday at 2 o'clock, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.